This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven past the hour, time for us to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, something that we do every week at this time. Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen, to put the charts into perspective for the week of July 16th to 20th. When I say charts, the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Go to talkers.com. You'll find these lists there, and you'll find all kinds of information. There's a Facebook page for Talkers as well. Just kind of a neat way to profile what's going on in the news talk business. And so we take it upon ourselves to spend the hour talking what happens in news talk radio is it becomes known in some circles as political talk radio. I don't know that that's fair or accurate, but there certainly are lots of political discussions that go on these stations. So Rich McFadden has gotten me to look at starting from the beginning and not the end of the list, the number one item, which is where the big hits are. So if this is the biggest hit, we should play it three times during the hour, Richie, like in the old music days.
Well,
three times.
And, you know, you actually bring up a great point in talk radio that is, it's much like music. You've got the hits when you're on a talk program, and you want to hit those hits.
Playing the hits.
Several times, because people want to be updated on what's going on in the most important stories.
Okay, so what do we make, all of us, of the photograph of Trump and Putin on the cover of Time magazine? If you haven't seen the new issue of Time magazine, it's creepy.
It's
all right, that's
creepy
one word.
Looking, yeah.
Richie, have you seen it?
I have not, but let me go see it here.
All right, so this is
it
on...
It took me a second to figure it out, because at first it looks like a really bad airbrushed picture of Trump, and then when you zoom in, like, by the eyes, you realize, oh, that's not, those aren't Trump's eyes, and then you realize it's Putin in the middle. It's very creepy.
It's weird how you can do this, but the state of technology today allows you to do things like this. So Trump and Putin, with their summit this week in Helsinki, made a lot of news, lots of conversation. Certainly Sean Hannity has gotten the best deal of all. He just follows Trump wherever he goes, gets the first conversation with him. And, you know, there's the usual stuff that comes out of something like this. And then there's the gaffe that Trump made and the people when he came back saying, do you realize what you said? And he sort of fixed it. I don't know.
Because it changed a few times after that. So.
Yeah. But you see, it's so easy to take pot shots at any of these people. They're such a vulnerable, no matter what. Whether you're Obama, whether you're Bush, whether you're Clinton, being the president of the United States, you have a target on you. And it comes from various, so you got people taking shots at
you. And you have to know that you have a target on you, and you have to be prepared for having a target on you, and you have to not set yourself up to be shot at when you have that target on you.
Well, but doesn't Trump do that, kind of?
He
sets himself up in a way.
He does set himself up, and he doesn't care, and that's the thing.
I don't know that he doesn't care, though. I think that his image is very important to him. He has an incredibly fragile ego. I think he does care. And I just think that he can't help himself. He just gets in his own way
more often than not. I think it's because of that he's in the situation he's in this week. I think that he refused to admit to the media that the Russians helped him win the election. I think once he says, all right, Russians, you guys are bad guys, you interfered in our election, then the media gets to go, look, Trump admits that he won an illegitimate election. And I think he just refuses to give them that.
Look, I'm on the left and I didn't vote for Trump, but does anyone really think it's an illegitimate election? I haven't even heard people on the far left say that.
Yeah, it depends on how you define illegitimate. If you take the Electoral College, he won fair and square. If
right.
you take the number of votes actually cast for him
sure.
versus that
Hillary
number
had him
cast
by, like,
for
what?
Hillary,
almost
3 he lost.
Million votes or something.
The
right.
same thing happened with
but
George
happened
Bush
Al Gore.
Right.
Yeah.
and Al Gore.
Right.
It is. That's why the Electoral College has to go.
But he's at
because
this
it doesn't represent what the American voter wants. The
and
majority
I
should
do
win.
Agree
I don't
with
think
that,
so.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
think so.
I, you may not.
I think this election proved it needs to stay, if
why?
Anything. Because otherwise the large cities and the coasts would run the country.
That's tough.
But the other thing is, though, when people say the large cities and the coasts would run everything, that's not true. One vote is one vote. So if yeah. everybody gets out and votes, one vote is one vote. So that's it. It's just by population. You can't blame cities and the coasts for that. It's just everyone gets one vote.
Sorry on this one, Richie.
No.
How? But what's the logic in saying that that's not math? That's math.
I think I saw in this election where because before I was with you, I was kind of like, you know, okay. But one vote, I don't think it lays out like that. I think it lays out to where the Montanas and the Wyomings, they don't get to say that. The higher population. I mean, sure, one vote is one vote.
Why not?
But Montana and they don't have the control. Everybody. How is that?
But see, that's the thing. I hear
New
this
York
argument
and
all
California
the time from people on
and
the
New
right.
Jersey
but
would be
it
creating
make sense.
All of the policy for all of the country.
How is that? I honestly don't understand how that works.
I don't get that.
Maybe you think I'm thick. But I don't.
No, I don't understand that argument at all.
I don't either.
One vote is one vote.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're in Montana, and let's say, and I don't know if Montana is a red state or blue state or whatever, purple.
It's a red
but,
state.
Okay, so if you're in Montana and you're in a red state, then if you're still going to have control over your own local officials and who represents you in Congress. So I don't understand, like, if what you're saying is if there are more people in the country who vote left than right, well, then shouldn't that win? Because if that's what the population says?
Wow.
I don't understand the argument, and I've never heard a clear, and I'm still not hearing it from
and I
you
did, and
either.
I just can't
like,
get
I don't
it to
hear
it. Yeah, after this election, I heard some clear arguments, but I would have to go research it and give it back to you because I just, you know.
All right. Can I do some research in another area?
Yeah.
I have researched how your life can change, Richie. How
Please
by drinking life-change tea, we can get rid of all of the garbage that's in your system. You can maintain perfect health. You, Rich McFadden, have intruders in your body. You have been attacked by things that came into your body through the food that you have eaten and that horrible drink called beer that you put into your body that will corrupt almost anybody's the innards. You have an unhealthy colon, Mr. McFadden.
Life is full of decisions, my friend.
Yes, it is. So I'm going to help you make a good one.
Thank you.
Clean your colon with Life Change Tea. Take an example from your friend Victoria and Doug, who are drinking Life Change Tea. And we have cleaned up our colons. We've cleaned up our act. We are in the waste management business now. Cleaning out. That's like, you know, the big company with the trucks. Waste management? That's what Life Change Tea is. It manages the waste that's left in your body, the cells, the tissues that are getting the organs all messed up in your body. Let's clean them up. We can have fun with this. But the serious matter here is that Life Change Tea does have a proprietary herbal formula teas that are grown in America, getting rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria in your body. Let's get on to it. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. I can see, Richie, you're going right now in the computer screen. GetTheTea.com. If you use the discount code DJV, Richie, they will ship Get the Tea to you. The Life Change Tea from Get the Tea, they'll ship it to you free.
Good to have friends in high places.
It is, Rich. I'm happy to help you out with your problem. Life Change Tea, all natural, all organic, and all yours at GetTheTea.com. Seriously, let's get on to a way to make yourself feel much better, live longer, live in a healthy way with Life Change Tea. It'll change your life, change your body. GetTheTea.com is where you go to order it. Can't get it in stores. GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV gets it to you free.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Let's get back to the countdown, the overview, actually. This is not the real countdown. The countdown is an hour with Michael Harrison and I, in which we go through the lot of them. Here, sometimes we don't get to all of them. Trump, the Russia investigation, all the business. I think the Russians, it's kind of like the Russians are overtaking what we talk about here. And the spy case in England, and then there's this other woman, is she 19? How old is this woman that we talked about this week, Victoria? That may be an American-Russian spy.
I have no idea how old she is.
No, 29. She started when she was 19. That's it. She's now 29. I'm just remembering. Okay. I'm putting the story in focus in my head.
Okay.
So, it's like, you know that TV show, The Americans?
Yes. That's what it made me think of.
Yeah.
Although she wasn't raised here, though, right?
I don't think so. Richie, do you watch that show, The Americans? Ever seen that show?
No, I've heard you talk about it. I heard you love
it. Yeah. It was a good show. Well, I'm not. What? The inference. the curly Q inference from Richie was that I'm a communist. And
you're a communist?
No. I'm a commie.
I would never say that.
You pinko commie liberal. No. I'm not a liberal.
No, not at all.
You know me. I don't like any of them.
You're an anarchist, if anything.
I am. Thank you. Yes, I like that. Anarchy. Let's overthrow everything, get rid of all the baddies, and only have the goodies. I don't know how many goodies there are around. But anyway, so the Russians have inculcated. So the whole thing, though, with Trump saying, well, I talked to him, and I asked him if he did it, and he said no, so I believe him. I kind of had a chuckle at that one.
Yeah. He could have been a lot stronger on that without giving up, you know, whatever
right.
he wanted.
Yeah, especially given the fact that he is so tough in so many different areas, so much of this stuff. Upcoming, the fallout from the NATO meeting as we continue to discuss what's going on this week. News Talk Radio is the focus. This Talk Radio Roundup, 21 after the hour.
The Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden. We are going through the items that Talkers Magazine prints every week. In the 52 weeks a year, they come out with a list of the top 10 stories and top 10 people. This week on the people list, it's Trump and Putin at number 1 and 2. Christopher Wherry at number 3 with Dan Coats. I don't know that connection. Do we know what the Christopher Wherry sounds like? That new the movie that's coming, Christopher Robin. Christopher Wherry.
Yeah, I'm sure they're very similar.
Yeah. I don't think Winnie the Pooh makes an appearance in that one.
Well, you know how I like to simplify everything.
True.
Maria Butina is that Russian spy that we were talking about. Robert Mueller is at 5. Barack Obama and Joe Biden. I got a kick out of Trump saying he hopes that Biden runs against him in 2020. My dream opponent in 2020. At some point, it seems to me we need to get serious about images and stuff. And I was hoping that sort of Trump would grow with the job, in a manner of speaking. You know, he'd become a little more mature with the tweets and the other things. And now, Joe Biden is a great guy. Politically, I don't necessarily stand with him. And he's kind of a clown, a little bit of a klutz. But he's
the guy you want to sit next to at the bar and have a beer with and a conversation with while
that's
watching
right.
a baseball game. But
yep.
you don't want him as your president.
No, but he's a good guy.
But he's a good person.
Yeah, right. I don't want Trump as my president. I don't want
to. I didn't want
Hillary as my president.
Day.
Where's my choice? Where I want to have some. Where is there?
Well,
a
who would buy, but that's a good question though, and that's what people should be talking about. Who
right.
would be your choice?
My choice at the moment. Well, I think
of those to choose
reality,
from.
Yeah, I want a guy.
That's the thing.
Michael Bloomberg would be, in my
He'd
estimation,
be my choice.
The most fabulous president we've had since maybe Reagan. I actually thought Reagan was pretty good in most respects, not all respects, but in many respects. He made us feel good, and Clinton, I like Clinton too, frankly. I liked him because he made us feel good as Americans. Both Reagan and Clinton made us feel good as Americans. Since then, I haven't felt, I mean, I'm an American through and through, but do I...
I know what you mean, though.
There's a psyche.
Do you think
to it.
It's not so much the person, but the position has been, since the Clinton years... and the media and the
yeah,
kind
the
of the
Monica of the
Lewinsky
definition
and,
of what the president
right,
is, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's become this all on attack all the time so that everybody hates everything.
But Clinton deserved it. I mean, if it did start with him, he certainly deserved it.
Yeah. He wasn't just an innocent bystander.
And that's part of the reason that now conservatives look at Clinton like, okay, maybe he wasn't so bad. Because, you know what, Clinton really just kind of sat
he wasn't.
Back and he stole Newt Gingrich's contract with America
ideas.
And said, look, let's pass all these and I'm going to take the credit for them. And everybody's like, okay. And it worked.
Right. Yeah. Right. He was very smart. One thing you can say about, in terms of the intelligence quotient of recent presidents, I would say Clinton by far was the smartest. Jimmy Carter, very smart. I'm not saying the other presidents were dull, but they were better politicians in terms of being muscle. LBJ was basically the best of that ilk. I think he was the worst. I couldn't. He was a horrible president.
I think that in my lifetime, I think and maybe for the rest of my life, I don't think there will ever be, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but I don't think there will ever be a bigger quote unquote politician than Bill Clinton. To me, he is the quintessential politician.
Yeah, he was definitely a politician.
I know that gets a very negative slant, and there were a lot of negatives to his wheeling and dealing in the way, and it depends on what the definition of is. I mean, come on, that's the most political thing anyone will ever say for the rest of my time on this earth, I think. Hmm. But it's amazing that people still really did like him on both.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Patrick Kolbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan roads look like the surface of the moon. We need to do better than that, but I'm tired of being told that we don't pay enough in taxes. In 2015, 81% of voters rejected a tax increase. What happened after we said no? Rhinos in Lansing raised taxes without a vote of the people. Then they actually transferred $400 million from the transportation budget to fix potholes in their expansion of Obamacare. As governor, I will be focused on road quality, not tax increases. Principal solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Kolbeck for governor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A President Trump White House invite for Russian President Vladimir Putin in the works in the wake of widespread criticism of how Trump handled himself during the Helsinki summit. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asked about that Putin invite following a briefing at the UN Security Council on North Korea's denuclearization effort.
I'm happy that the two leaders of two very important countries are continuing to meet. And if that meeting takes place in Washington, I think it's all to the good.
As far as North Korea,
the main reason I came here was to meet with members of the UN Security Council, South Korea and Japan as well, to convey details of my work on a trip to North Korea earlier this month and the progress that was made there.
Pompeo says that he and President Trump remain upbeat about the prospects of denuclearization of North Korea and that progress is happening. At the UN, however, there is a tug of war with Russia and China about easing sanctions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keevan, Rich McFadden, and we're joined by Walter M. Sterling, who is a Sterling National Talk. I guess he has a presence. He's a talk personality, a talk show host. And what good would a talk show host be if he didn't have an opinion? Is that correct, Dr. Sterling? You have an opinion you'd like to opine with us? Is that it?
Well, the only way that you get to know me is through my opinion, since you can't see my hair and my shirt and when I'm looking at you. The only way you get to know me is through my opinion, as sad as they are.
Well, your opinions are your opinions. I will tell you, knowing you, that I'm not impressed often with your outfit or your hair, but I am impressed with your radio sustenance. That's why you're here, for radio sustenance. So you have heard us talking about the Trump-Putin meetings and all of the stuff, so I want to give you some time to sort of put it into perspective from your point of view, all of the hoopla. I've never asked you on the air about the feelings you have regarding news media coverage of things like this. Where do you think the right focus ought to be?
I have never heard anybody explain what exactly the Russians were supposed to have done. Russian interference with our election process. Russian interference with voting. Okay, I voted. There was no large woman serving borscht saying, please vote for this person, please. There was no, there were no communist flags on the way into the polling booth. I saw no stories presented to my email saying, this is who you should vote for. Thank you, the citizens of Russia. I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And that's never been explained. So in journalism school, you're taught who, won, where, when, why. Five W's. Who, what, where, when, why. I don't know what the Russians were supposed to have done. And Lord knows I didn't see any influence in my polls. And that's the myopic view of the world that most of us have. Well, how did this affect me? Nobody took down the signs on the front of my yard and put up signs in Russian. No Russians followed me into the polling place. Nobody handed me gift coupons to Russian cuisine restaurants. I have no idea what they're talking about. That, to me, is the failure of, quote, the media. Now, my favorite part about the conversations about the media is that when a listener calls in and goes on the air with me or you, congratulations, they're the media. You and I, we're the media. And I love it. I love it when I hear bloviated hosts, not you, bloviated hosts who are making $80 million a year, and then they go play golf after their show, say, well, you know, the mainstream media. Let me help you, buddy. If you're making $80 million a year doing a talk show, you are the mainstream media. So I don't understand any of this. I don't know what the Russians did. I don't know what the mainstream media is, because the richest people on television and radio are the ones saying the mainstream media. Like, no, you're the mainstream media. You're it.
Mainstream media. I love that phrase, too, by the way. And do you think it's different? See, I refer to it as the news media. The media is all-encompassing. The media is the third estate, fourth estate, fifth estate. It's entertainment, it's movies, it's music. That's media for me. But I wonder how, if you were in Bozeman, Montana, how would your attitude be the same, Dr. Sterling, as it is here with us? Do you think the people in Bozeman think that they got hacked? You see, they didn't see any of the same things that you're talking about, but they think they got hacked.
That's what I don't understand.
What got hacked?
Nobody has said that the Russian or external influence actually affected the results of the election. There was, I don't know how they, unless somebody came into the voting booth with me and held my hand.
Why are we spending?
It was through social media, and it was through information that they spread that got people. So, for example, they would create fake Twitter and fake social and Facebook and fake email accounts that would disseminate information for or against whatever they wanted to do. And then that information would get shared on social media and it would go viral. And all of these stories would end up going viral that they wanted to go viral. That's how they infiltrated the election. Not in that they hacked into a voting booth and changed your vote.
So what? So what? I got dozens, maybe hundreds, of politically based ads from multiple sources.
And that's the problem. So what? So you read a story about Hillary Clinton, and you didn't research it, and you didn't find out that story was false.
I've got a 6-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 15-year-old. I don't have time to do research on
social
media.
That's the problem.
I'm agreeing with you in that.
People just retweeted and reposted, and then things that were inaccurate. A lot of people who were in the middle,
You got me up.
Well, a lot of people who were in the middle did see those.
Statistic. Here's the statistic you need to know. The minute candidates announce, over 80% of the population in any situation, over 80% already knows who they're going to vote for. Over 80% have already made the decision, and it's not going to be changed. The amount that is spent on political advertising, the reason for political advertising is not to get you to change your mind, because your mind's already made up. It's to inspire you to actually go and vote. It's to take an action.
And to sway the 20% of people who haven't made up their mind, and they're the morons here.
Listen, it's an insane conversation. Let me tell you what's important. Here's what's important. We're 3 or 4 weeks away
from the
start of school.
Hold on. We specialize in insane conversations here, Walter. I want you to know that. You're going to spend time with us. All of what we do here is a recipe for insanity. Just keep that in mind. Please go ahead.
Mental patients arguing. Yes. Here's the real issue for me today. We're 3 or 4 weeks away from the beginning of school. My 6-year-old's elementary school burned to the ground a week ago. They're trying to figure out where those kids should go. Plus, I go to Dollar Tree to try to find school supplies for them, and the 12-year-old announces that those aren't good enough. We have to go to Staples, where it's 10 times as much. The cost of school supplies is the main issue in my household right now.
Wait a minute. And you let your 12-year-old daughter dictate to you where you're going to spend money and what you're going to get for her
school?
And
when your daughter was 12, that didn't happen?
Well, I'm not using me. I'm using you as a matter of fact.
Yeah, of course. Of course. My 6-year-old, my 12-year-old, and my 15-year-old.
My daughter at 12 wouldn't have been caught dead in Dollar Tree, Dollar General, the 99-cent store.
No.
But as a mother, she goes there now.
Well, those are very different things.
Yes.
A Dollar Tree is a dollar. But the other ones, like Dollar General and all, this it says everything is a dollar or more. I'm like, isn't that a store? A dollar or more, but Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar. Of course I'd go there if I can get the same pen and pencils and pads.
But you find out, this is an aside, when you go to those dollar stores,
There has been some research done this year that suggests that even if you're only paying a dollar, many of the things are no bargain. They
Where
just
the dollar
are
stores appear on the countdown? I'm looking for it right now, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is, number 11.
The biggest issue at a Dollar Tree or any of the dollar stores is that when you walk through the store, your feet stick to the floor.
Yes.
That's the big issue.
And you're likely to find a lot of illegal immigrants there. That's number 5 this week, Richie, and we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review with Walter Sterling and Rich McFadden, Victoria Keel, and I'm Doug Steffen with a thought on how to lose weight. Calitrin is the number one, the best choice for weight loss. I have found that out myself. All of us could use a little of this. I think, Richie, I was suggesting maybe in a loving way because I love you and I love your handles. This would be a good thing for you. I was at 184 when I came back from California in April. I am smooth if I'm not in the nothing else.
It's a wonder you don't have a good woman in the house with you. It really is.
Thank you very much, Rich. Anyway. What, because I tell a woman this is a good way to rid yourself of the love handles?
The way you meet chicks, really, I dig it, man. It's so much
shocking
fun to
you're
watch.
Single.
I know.
It seems to be universal. I'm waiting for a shot from Walter now, too. Okay, so I lost from 184, I went to 172 using Calitrin. Calitrin, the essential active ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. Our body needs this protein, needs the collagen. It's the building block of your body. So as you get older, you have less of it, and therefore you start to spread out because the muscle isn't holding in what you're putting into your body, which is fat. You're accumulating fat, and these peptides, the collagen peptides, are not given a chance to work because you don't have as many of them. You need to supplement, and that's what Calitrin's main ingredient is.
I love science. Yeah, I love the way you explain that. Thanks.
Science. Okay, got it. But the bottom line is, if you don't care about science, this is the natural way, the healthy way for you to lose weight. That's the benefit. Bing, bang, boom, all the rest of it is window dressing. It works for me. It'll work for you. It's worked for so many people. Go to their website, toploss.com, and see what other people have to say. There are all kinds of things in there that will help you understand the science and what it does, how it works in your body. What you really care about is that it works. I'm telling you it does, and so will hundreds or thousands of other people who are using Calitrin and have been for 20, 30 years. It's on the market at toploss.com. Can't get it in the store, only at toploss.com. Use the DJV code and you get 10% off whatever you buy. Plus, if you buy over 3 bottles, you get the fourth bottle free. Check the box for DJV when you're ordering Calitrin at toploss.com. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a list of the stories, the charts put together by the experts at Talkers Magazine every week. At number 10, the sports talk radio realities. A lot of focus this week on Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game. Number 9, the suit that MGM has started against the shooting victims. It seems to be not what it seems to be. So I can just kind of leave it at that. Number 8, Sacha Baron Cohen and all of the people that he's jobbing on his show. The Facebook Holocaust issue, it's a comment that has become, I don't know how to interpret it, but taken out of context, though, I think. Number 6, the trade war. Number 5, more focus on illegal immigration. 4, the NATO meeting. 3, the spy case, the Russians and that spy lady, Maria Butina. The investigation, the Russians and Putin, number 2 and number 1. That's how it shapes up on the story list.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A couple I know is sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. Calitrin works so easily. You take it at bedtime, and within the first 9 minutes after closing your eyes, your body will start rejuvenating. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair system to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. Stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own, more protein. By the way, right now you can get at toploss.com a special deal from the folks that make Calitrin. It's a 10% offer that you, if you buy one, two, three bottles, you get 10% off using the code DJV. But once you bought three, they give you a fourth one free. The website toploss.com. Use the code DJV and you'll get the 10% discount and the fourth bottle free. Calitrin. At toploss.com, use the code DJV for the special 10% offer.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list, officially, from Talkers Magazine, we try to go through this so you'll have the actual list in your mind as you're listening to our discussions in the hours of this program. At number 10 on the people list is Josh Hader. The focus on the tweets that he made this past week. Sacha Baron Cohen is at number 9. Mark Zuckerberg at 8. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 7. Interesting political career in front of her, perhaps. Barack Obama at number 6 with Joe Biden. Mueller at 5. Maria Butina, the Russian spy, at number 4. Dan Coats and Christopher Wary at the number 3. Vladimir Putin, Pukin Putin, bad Vlad, at 2. And the Donald. Anybody call Donald Trump the Donald anymore? I don't hear that often. That's it. List. Extraordinary list of people in the focus this week, thanks to Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Walter Sterling joining us this week. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan. We're going through some of the stories, not necessarily in order, and not necessarily all of them, Richie.
I kind of got that.
Yeah, you got that. The illegal immigration discussion, is there anything new here? Walter, you're new to the program, so I'd appreciate your take on all the discussion regarding illegal immigration, how to fix the problem, or do we ever?
Well, the biggest news I learned this week about illegal immigration is that in 1948, Art Linkletter pleaded guilty to falsely claiming American citizenship. He was born in Canada. He's Canadian. And he claimed to be a U.S. citizen on job applications. He was dragged into court, pleaded guilty, paid a $500 fine, and given permission to apply for citizenship.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know who Art Linkletter was, he was one of the original prime pieces of television real estate that made it big. He was somebody that everybody loved. He was the host of this show and that show. He was, I think, what the best show he was, People Are Funny, I think. Wasn't that the best show he did?
Yeah.
That most people knew. But he really set the tone for a lot of other things that were done on television.
Question, Victoria, do you know who Art Linkletter is?
I definitely know the name. I might not be able to tell you a whole lot more than that.
Okay.
Something
in
TV,
knew?
Radio, broadcasting,
well,
that's
he
kind
joins,
of what I would say.
At that time, there were a whole bunch of young Canadians, a young fellow named Lauren Green, Leslie right. Nielsen, William Shatner, all came down together from Canada on the same bus to make their way in Hollywood. And
going to be famous, eh?
Yeah. They were the first illegal immigrants. That's a very interesting story, Walter. Thank you.
But the other part of that story is he was incredibly rich, but not from his TV and radio work. He was incredibly rich because he hosted the show that featured the opening of Disneyland. And Walt Disney could not afford to pay him. And he made a deal. He said, look, give me the rights to the concession stands for cameras and film in Disneyland.
Really?
For
I
and that's
that.
How he got paid to host the TV show, The Opening of Disneyland. He owned the concession stands for film in Disneyland. Now, does anybody remember film?
No. Yeah, right. But that was a stroke of genius. And there have been a lot of people who have done that. He was also bought a lot of real estate, like a lot of those guys did early on. right. And made lots of dough. All right, well, we found out a lot of things about a few of the items this week on the countdown. The Talk Radio Review with Doug and Walter and Victoria and Rich, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for a Tech Talk review. Top 5 items from the world of technology this week, having been studied by Victoria Keevan. We let her carry the ball here, starting from number 5. Moving to number 1 at 5 is the ban, or I guess the former ban, on the Chinese company ZTE. Right, Victoria?
Yes, this has been this was kind of surprising news this week. The U.S. Department of Commerce lifted the ban on export sales to the Chinese company ZTE, allowing them to operate again. Now, you may remember a few months ago, this company went bankrupt because the U.S. intelligence community said that they're using these burner phones to spy on Americans, and there was a lot of evidence that that's exactly what they were doing. So the government got involved, said, okay, no ZTE products are allowed to be sold to American consumers, and then the company was, I guess, obviously in jeopardy of going bankrupt. President Trump stepped in for some reason and said, we're going to save ZTE. No one really knew why. Then it kind of went back and forth, and now the Department of Commerce gave them a whole list of restrictions and demands in order to lift the ban. Apparently, they have met those demands, which included paying $1 billion in fines, another $400 million in escrow, and the money will stay in escrow for 10 years, during which U.S. inspectors will have full access to ZTE sites. So whether that actually works or not, I don't know. I personally do not see a reason why we needed to save this company or why we need to do business with them at all. But we'll see.
Me too. I'm with you. Well, let's see.
There are too many other companies that we don't need them. So
who needs to support that kind of stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
With Chinese products, period. Okay. Yep. Number 4 is a focus on a deal between two biggies.
Mm-hmm. Walmart and Microsoft joined forces this week against Amazon. Now, they signed a 5-year deal that, and it will boost Walmart's use of Microsoft's cloud services, and they'll work together on artificial intelligence, machine learning projects. Now, this will help all of Walmart's online business. This will help their, they are trying to compete with the shipping that Amazon has. Walmart is as powerful, or could be as powerful as Amazon. They really just haven't had their act together, though. So I think bringing on Microsoft as a partner will do wonders for Walmart, and you may actually see them becoming a real threat to Amazon. One of the things that people don't realize, Amazon has a cloud service that racked up $5 billion in sales in the first quarter of 2018 alone, and that's something that people don't realize. Microsoft is in the cloud business as well, so now Microsoft is not going to team up with Amazon for obvious reasons. They're just, that's not going to work. So Amazon teaming up with Walmart, it'll be interesting to see where that goes, because that could actually boost Microsoft's business as well, having a huge client like Walmart.
Number three on the countdown of the most important technical stories this week is a focus on Microsoft.
Well, Microsoft and facial recognition use, this is a really big story that's going to be developing over the next year. Microsoft urged Congress this week to put more regulation on facial recognition technology. This really is not something we ever hear from a technology company going to the government saying, hey, we'd really like you to monitor what we're doing even more. But as the New York Times pointed out, this is not a common thing for tech companies to do, but this could be a way for Microsoft to get ahead of potential government-imposed regulations if they start working with them now. Facial recognition software is something that a lot of people either love or are terrified by. Now, Apple has on their iPhone 10 facial recognition software that allows you to log into your phone. So every time I pick up my iPhone 10, it scans my face to give me access. And so a lot of people are worried that this could turn into a new Minority Report like the movie. So it's interesting that Microsoft wants the government involved. It probably means they'll be working towards some sort of exclusive deal with them.
Number two,
teenagers who frequently use digital media are more likely to develop attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, according to a new study that came out this week. This was big news. In 2014, scientists at UCLA, or at the University of Southern California, did a 2-year study, and basically every horrible thing that they thought would happen happened. And kids are using way too much media, and it is absolutely messing with their brains.
Mm-hmm. Not good stuff. All right, Prime Day, Amazon's Prime Day this week. Number one, what do we have?
Well, Amazon Prime was a massive success this year. The company said its holiday of deals was the biggest shopping event in Amazon history. Sales exceeded Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and last year's Prime Day. Prime members bought more than 100 million products this year. And the 23andMe DNA test, Instant Pots, and personal water filters were the top three items in the U.S.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? The amount of money running through that company and what people buy at retail or off price. Just as amazing how much the consumer spends in this country. Pretty good news. All right, thank you, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.